house or head cheese? Okay. What about making something by taking the hog liver, cooking it, and grinding it up?
I don't know.
Okay, liver sausage, liver pudding, liverwurst.
I've heard of liverwurst. Is that what that is?
Okay.
Is that what that is?
Swearing off liverwurst, huh?
Oh, never again, okay.
Well, this is worse. Have you ever heard of anybody making something out of hog's blood?
Gravy? Red-eye gravy? What are you, what are you talking about?
Well, I was thinking of maybe something like blood pudding, black pudding, that kind of thing.
Good God.
Made your day, didn't I? Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple?
Mm-mm.
Heard of that. Okay. What about thick sour milk that might be kept around to make things out of?
Buttermilk.
Okay. Have you ever heard of clabber?
I think I've heard that. I wouldn't know what it was. Huh?
Mm-hmm. You say that?
Clabber?
Yeah. And this white stuff that people, especially if they're going on diets, eat a lot of.
Sour cream?
Or
cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cottage cheese, what it means.
And if a man has just milked his cows, what would you say he might do to the milk to get a few of the impurities out? He might...
He let the cream rise to the top, one thing.
Okay, or if when he pours it through a fine wire mesh, you say he's going
strain to...
Strain it. Okay. A dessert that you would make in a deep dish with, say, apple slices or maybe peach slices with a thick crust on it?
Cobbler?
Yeah. What kind do you usually have?
Apple, peach.
And you call it?
Apple cobbler, peach cobbler.
Okay. This expression, if somebody has a good appetite, you say he really likes to put away his...
You got me.
He likes to put away his food, vittles, groceries.
Sure, groceries, food, vittles.
Okay. What about a sweet liquid that you might pour over gingerbread? Maybe something with sugar and nutmeg in it. Give it a little taste. Maybe pour it over a pie.
Syrup? I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you ever call anything like that a sauce? Like for gingerbread?
I don't know.
Not familiar with that. Okay. Food that you eat between regular meals. You say you're going to have a...
Snack.
All right. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, you get up and breakfast.
Eat.
Yeah. Yesterday you...
Ate.
And you have.
Eaten.
All right. And if you're thirsty and you don't want a soft drink, you might just go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Uh-huh. And if the glass slips out of your hand, it might
break.
And yesterday it
broke.
And it has.
Broken.
All right. And if you're very thirsty, I might ask, well, how much do you
drink?
Well, yesterday I
drank.
And I have.
Drunk.
Okay. If you've got some company for a meal and they're all just standing around the table,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want them to keep standing, you say, well, just go ahead and
be seated.
All right, or go ahead and
sit down.
All right, so they went ahead and
sat down.
And they have
sat down.
All right. If you don't want them to wait until something is passed to them, you say, go ahead and
ask for it.
What? Or yourself.
Get it yourself. What?
Or
serve yourself.
All right, another word, one word. Go
every help.
Day. All right.
Gotcha.
So they went ahead and...
Helped.
And they have.
Helped.
All right. If you were having a meal, like with company,
uh-huh.
and somebody passed you something that you could not stand,
uh-huh.
could not tolerate, no way in the world, like succotash or something like that, what would you say?
No thanks. No.
What if you were some of your buddies... just having a meal over at somebody's house and same thing happened, would you say anything different?
Sure, I'd say, what's this crap?
No way. All right. Food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say you're having...
Leftovers.
Yeah, and you say the food has been...
Leftover.
Or...
Reheated.
Yeah, okay. And you put the food in your mouth and you begin to...
Chew.
Ever heard of anything...